putting a new cause in motion is easy. That's so we think. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Putting a new cause in motion is easy. Yes, we can put a new cause in motion, and we can get a new result. And we are successful when we simply stop sucking our thumb, when we simply stop living in the past. We are successful in putting that new cause in motion. But do we ever wonder why we have the cause in motion in the first place? Why does a child revert to sucking his thumb? Why does a child want to do that? Why do we want to live in the past? Why do we want to have memories of yesterday and live in those memories and wonder why those memories are so important to us? Well, it really isn't important why those things are there, but we do look at it, and we do wonder about it, and we do think, just why are those things there? Why are we so drawn to them? In the instance of a child sucking his thumb, there are many psychological reasons that psychiatrists and psychologists want to give us, and baby doctors and mothers and fathers who are observing these things want to say about it. But actually there is only one cause for it, and that is looking for affection. Looking for affection outside of itself. Whenever a child looks for affection outside of itself, it begins to suck on its toe. It begins to suck on its finger. It begins to hold its teddy bears and hold its dolls and hold its toys and hold its mother and father and looking for these things. And this is what adults do too when they revert back to memories. They're holding on to those things that gave them a feeling of being wanted, of being loved, which gave them a feeling of being cared for. And this is a feeling that is so vital and so important in our life, and we wonder why it is that we go through such circuitous ways to find out what it's all about. Why is it the psychiatrists and psychologists and baby doctors and mothers and fathers and ministers and priests and people from all walks of life and all areas, everybody, because everybody is experiencing this in one way or another. They want to be loved. They want to love something. They want to receive love back. Now, sucking on your thumb gives you an oral feeling of satisfaction. You feel loved. You feel cared for. You feel that something is touching you and something is good. And your thumb doesn't fight you. Your thumb doesn't say you're bad or you're good. And so it's a very good thing to do because it is something that does not object to you. What disturbs parents and what disturbs people in the field who study child psychology is that they're not looking at it from the right point of view. They're looking at it as though it is something negative that the child is doing. It is something that the child is escaping from. And, in a way, it is something the child is escaping to. Not from, but he is escaping to the area of being loved. And he realizes that when he loves that teddy bear, the teddy bear loves him back. The teddy bear can't do anything of itself, but the child feels that the teddy bear is loving it back. When the child loves a dog, the dog loves the child back. And that's not true. The dog doesn't love the child. The dog loves itself and loves to be loved. And it makes no difference. The dog it can learn to love the cat. The dog can learn to love other animals. The dog can learn to love its master or any member of the family. It doesn't matter who's doing the loving back. It doesn't matter. Rex, my golden retriever, just loves to pick up a stick as we go on our walk and carry it in his mouth and hold his head up high and say, I'm a retriever and I'm carrying this stick and I am doing just such a wonderful job. And then, when he's had enough satisfaction from carrying that stick, he drops the stick and goes on with his walk without the slightest thought for where that stick is, what that stick was, or why that stick was in his mouth in the first place. And this is how a baby sucking its thumb. When it has sufficient satisfaction, it stops sucking its thumb. You say, well, sometimes they never have sufficient satisfaction. Well, that's seemingly true. And the point is, it is true when we protest, when we follow them, when we try to make them change, when we try to make them do things that are not necessarily beneficial for them. Yes, every time we try to do that, then what we're doing is we're making them want it more and more and more. And of course, this accomplishes our particular goal less. If our goal really were understanding the child, understanding why the dog carries the stick, understanding why people live in the past, if our goal were really those things, and we put a new cause in motion to have, instead of a thumb, have a doll that we hold, or having, instead of a doll, having the nipple, or having a lutcher, or whatever things parents give to children to distract them or to keep them quiet and to keep them pacified. And isn't that an interesting word that we give to that, keep them pacified? When we think of the past, we're keeping ourselves pacified. When we are doing things that sort of satisfy us for the moment, we are pacifying ourselves. The same true is with when we're eating. When a child is done eating, it becomes a plaything. And this is true of adults, too. Have you ever noticed when an adult has had enough food, he plays with his food, he sort of rearranges it on his plate, and he sort of sits it here or sits it there, or he piles it up, or he puts his bread on top of the food so no one will see that he didn't eat all or everything on his plate. You see, these are all little games that we play. They're games of needing to be loved, needing to be appreciated. And once we have the appreciation, once we're done sucking our thumb for a moment, then we go to something else to amuse ourselves. When we could learn not to worry about the outer effect, nor worry about the inner effect either, but not to try to change things, even by putting a new cause in motion, if we would rather like ourselves so constantly and so wonderfully, say, I like me, I like me, I like me, the need for having this outward or inward appreciation from something else other than ourselves would cease to be. We would no longer look into the past to find memories that gave us happy thoughts. We would no longer try to find our thumb or our toe and suck on it because we wanted to pacify ourselves. When a child is totally happy, he lays in his crib giggling and delighted in every way. He doesn't know why he's delighted. He doesn't know why he giggles. He just knows that he is very content with himself. And he's content with himself, you can be sure, because he likes himself. And when he likes himself, he does not cry. He does not be unhappy with himself. He does not need or want things to satisfy or amuse him. He is totally at home with himself, pleased with himself, delighted. You and I can leave the past alone. Every time we go to the past, we're not living in the now. Every time we go to the past, we're not enjoying the present moment. And so, when we can leave the past alone by liking ourselves, just as the child likes itself, then we can be sure that our world will become much quicker, much more quickly, the type of world that we want, a world of satisfying attitudes. The happy child is irreplaceable. The happy child is something you can't understand. It just is. And how joyous it is, because the child likes itself. A happy human being is a person who likes themselves. They may like themselves for the strangest reasons and for no reason at all. But they may like themselves just because they like themselves. As just as with the baby, we don't understand why the baby likes itself. other children around it are not liking themselves, and one or two little children, they do like themselves. These little babies, they just are cuddling in their crib and content. Well, their pants are changed, and they're fed, and so forth. No, they like themselves regardless of that. They like themselves regardless of that. Because liking yourself has nothing to do with being satisfied with your body or your mind. It's being satisfied with your being, with knowing who you are. There were two rats being tested, and one rat would get a shock every time it ate its food. And the other rat noticed that. And the rat that was shocked would start to starve and start being very unhappy. And pretty soon the other rat stopped eating too, because it was simpatico with the first rat who was shocked and couldn't eat. And it started to starve itself on behalf of the first rat who was being starved by the shock that it was receiving. Human beings are much like this too. We feel simpatico with others. We feel sadness and wholeness. And then, but first, we feel that sadness and wholeness because this is what we've been taught to feel, to be our brother's keeper, to be concerned about what others do. Then, when we look at the little child who is happy without any reason for being happy, and the adult who is happy living in the now, then we realize that starving ourselves for some other rat that is being starved is not helping us. It's not achieving anything. We're not stimulated into any action for that purpose. Our liking ourselves goes far beyond any other outward act, any other outward experience, any other outward thing that might stimulate us to do it. Just as a baby, we're not quite sure why that baby is content and happy while others are not. But we do know it must like itself. And we do know that when we like ourselves, then we are happy too. It's not just to worry about putting new causes in motion, that's easy. But it is to be in the state of living in the now, of living in the contentness of the now, of living in the feeling of that bliss of the now. And that bliss requires nothing. That bliss requires neither food nor attention nor anything else. That bliss is just there because we tune into it in ourself. We can learn from the child. And it's about time, isn't it? Think on these things, and as you do, join me in loving yourself and saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, because I like you, I like you, I love you.